The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And it's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Yesterday, a model of care for a sustainable delivery of paediatric general surgery in Ireland was launched. It was launched by the National Clinical Programme of Surgery. And the model is a response to the growing concerns that hospitals are struggling to recruit general paediatric surgeons in the country and to safeguard the profession for the future. Dr. Ken Mealy is the chair of the Working Group for the General Paediatric Surgery Model of Care and a consultant surgeon himself. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Anton.
Ken, the challenges in hiring paediatric surgeons are what?
Well, first of all, perhaps we could just define paediatric surgery, because some of your listeners may be confused by that term. We're not talking about complex surgery here. We're talking about the common surgical conditions of childhood. So in planned procedures, these are hernias, for instance. For boys, they're undescended testicles, circumcisions. In emergency care, the commonest operation, of course, is appendicitis, soft tissue trauma, ingrown toenails and infections. Those are the simple things we're talking about. And it's important to have that in context, because we're not talking about, you know, major congenital malformations and things of that nature.
And are they surgeries undertaken by general surgeons who are willing to do paediatrics, or are they paediatric specialists?
So, correct in saying that historically these have been operations carried out by general surgeons who would have certain skills in paediatric surgery. And these operations would be carried out in most of the hospitals around the country. Now, however, over the last 10 or 15 years, we've seen problems arise here, because general surgery as such has become more and more subspecialized. So when a general surgeon or so-called general surgeon is appointed now, they tend to have specific interests in some component of general surgery, such as colorectal surgery or breast surgery or hepatobiliary surgery. And with that, the paediatric component has fallen to one side. And we have a situation now where we struggle to get many of these operations carried out satisfactorily in the smaller hospitals around the country. And our major concern, however, is looking into the future, because unless we address this, more and more children will need to be referred to the paediatric hospitals, Temple Street and Crumlin. In the future, that will be CHI, Children's Health Ireland in St. James's Hospital. And that's something that we want to avoid. Sláintecare care principles are such that most patients, children included, should be treated as close to home as possible.
We've seen challenges before, particularly in areas like obstetrics, where insurance and the possibility of high liability costs have made it difficult to recruit. Is that what's happening in relation to general surgeons doing paediatrics, or is it just a lack of desire?
It's a lack of desire and a lack of training. So if you're appointed as a general surgeon with an interest other than paediatric surgery, to operate without one's safety comfort zone is really very challenging. And of course, it's not just surgeons, it's also anesthesia specialists, it's nurse specialists, it's radiologists. So it's across the board for a whole series of specialists who are required to look after children. But litigation isn't an issue. As I say, it's for doctors, surgeons in particular, operating outside their comfort zone. And we want to address that with this model of care by putting in place a template for sustainable, safe staffing of hospitals around the country, particularly the larger regional hospitals.
That'll mean what in layman's terms, Ken?
So it means that there needs to be governance structures put in place for all the regional health areas, so that those governance structures look at questions such as, well, do we have enough surgeons currently trained to do this surgery? Do we have enough anaesthetists? Do we have the facilities? Do we have the theatre sessions? Do we have referral processes for patients to be transferred to the Children's Hospital if need be? So a lot of this is not infrastructure. A lot of it is just governance and putting in place templates where people know that this this is the process we use if children need to come into hospital.
And when you say that the governance and the templates, does that mean that you look at your existing staffing and you say, OK, I need to look at that surgeon or that radiologist or that anesthesiologist and get them upskilled to do this type of surgery? Or we need to recruit people that we don't have?
So in many cases, yes, it is to look at the current staff in each of these hospitals. But a lot of this is more succession planning. So we have a surgeon or an anaesthetist who are comfortable, let's say, carrying out surgery of children. But if we know somebody's going to retire in 2 or 3 years' time, well, we need to say, well, who's going to take this person's place? And in many cases, it takes quite a number of years to replace consultants in the health service. So a lot of this, as I say, is governance, it's planning, it's future-proofing the service, which currently is satisfactory, but we know it will be stressed in the future unless we address this.
Ken, how do you assuage parental concern in this? Because you talked about one of the objectives being to deliver treatment close to home and not require tertiary referral to a Temple Street or a Crumlin. I'm sure there will be parents who are listening who would say, I would much rather the surgery on my child be done by somebody who is a paediatric specialist in a paediatric hospital.
So let's be very clear that and that's why I outlined initially, you know, what general paediatric surgery is. We're talking about low acuity operations here. These are relatively minor operations. And I think it's very important that families, when they talk to a surgeon where a operation is planned for their child, that they have confidence in that individual. And that is the same for any interaction between a surgeon and patients and their families. We have no doubt that or no concerns that, as I say, currently there are issues about the quality of the surgeons and anaesthetists carrying out these type of operations around the country. A major issue about this model of care, however, as I say, is to future proof it so that we can predict and plan for the years ahead.
Now, you are part of the working group, chair the working group that looked at the model of care. One of the challenges, of course, for the HSE is that there are so many reforms that need to be undertaken across the entire system. Is there a risk that this will get shoved down the list and not delivered?
Well, I'd sort of turn that question on its head by saying one of the reasons we have produced this model of care is so that this issue does get the attention that it requires. The new governance structures for all the region health areas undoubtedly will be inundated with requests for reviewing of all sorts of services. But unless you actually have your templates written down, the processes of care written down in the model of care, it is very easy to overlook it. But it is much more difficult to overlook these issues when they are written down in black and white in a very structured document.
And lastly, Ken, I can understand the logic and the Sláinte Care objective of trying to deliver care as close as home, particularly if it is a chronic condition that needs repeated care, or if it's an inpatient procedure where the parents would need to be visiting the child. But for these kind of relatively routine procedures, does it matter that much if the child has to travel?
Well, I think ask parents that and ask families that in relation to any aspect of healthcare. To travel from, you know, regional areas to Dublin, for instance, for a operation which may take 3/4 of an hour is nonsensical in many ways. In certain circumstances, this is necessary because the Children's Hospital in Dublin will act as a local and regional hospital for the catchment area of the eastern part of the country. But I think Sláinte Care principles is really very important. And I think nationally, patient advocacy groups have engaged very closely with those principles of treating people as close to home as possible. If you've had an operation, you don't want a 3-4 hour journey in a car home. Ideally, one can go home within half an hour, a journey of half an hour. So it's things of that nature, small in themselves, which add up to a satisfactory, high-quality service.
Dr. Ken Mealy, thank you very much. That is Ken Mealy, who is chair of the working group for the General Paediatric Surgery Model of Care and a consultant surgeon and co-lead of the National Clinical Programme in Surgery.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.